There are 7 days in a week, and Sunday is not one of them. Benny Lewis. Hello, everybody, and a warm welcome to Red Wine Rambles. This episode is called Be in Charge. Do you ever experience days where you're just laying in bed, maybe reading a book or watching Netflix, and even though you know your time as an au pair is precious and you only got this certain amount, maybe a year, or maybe you're already in your extension and you only have 6 or 9 months left, but still you choose to stay in and not explore the city, the town, meet new people, or just wander around and explore your environment. I found myself quite often in those kind of situations. When I was in New York City, I knew that I purposely chose this big city so I would have more opportunities to do things, to visit all the film sets that I know from TV shows or movies, or wander around and find all the Gossip Girl places, or go to the Friends building. But still, most of the time I did those sightseeing-y things was when I had friends visit me or my family visit me, and I would be their tour guide. But just for myself, there's hardly been a time where I would just take charge and decide that I was going to do something different today. Use my precious time in this wonderful city. In the first few weeks after I moved to New York City, I was still blaming not getting out on the fact that I was still new to the city, I didn't know many people yet, and I just wanted to be close with the family and get to know them real good. All of those things were just lame excuses that I was telling myself in order not to leave my comfort zone. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you ever find yourself in a similar situation? And after, I think it must have been 3 or 4 weeks, I met some au pairs. I met up with some au pairs because I decided I was going to hit up one of the au pairs that was in a WhatsApp group with me, and we already found out that we were living quite close together. At least we thought we were living quite close, but in the beginning I didn't really know what street blocks meant, how long it actually would take me to get to someone who was living 20 blocks away from me. And one of the au pairs really inspired me throughout my time as an au pair, because she is such a go-getter. And I don't know if that's because she's Brazilian or if it's just because of the way she was brought up, but she would always figure out Google or just look up places that you could just hang out and do things. She always knew about small events happening, events for free that everybody could just go to. She always had the information, and she just knew about the places, the insider tips, and everything. And even though I knew she was really inspiring to me in that way, I still couldn't get my butt off my bed sometimes and just go around and do things and find out more things. I would guess that 70% of all the places I visited in New York City were places I only knew about because the Brazilian told me about them. Every time I talk to people about my time as an au pair now that I'm back in Germany, I always refer to those 2 years as my adventure, because it really was an adventure for me. All the things that happened, all the people I've met, and all the experiences I've made. But still, in most of the moments that I was in America, I was struggling with leaving my comfort zone and doing something new. I adapted a few characteristic qualities because I started being more open to people, and just like the au pair in my previous podcast, I found myself having an easier time walking up to people and starting conversations and putting all my biases aside. Don't get me wrong, I don't regret the way I've handled things. I'm not the type of person who regrets anything that they've done, because everything happens for a reason. I strongly believe in that. What about you? I'm really curious to find out how you see things, how you handle things, how you experience your time as an au pair, and do you have moments when you realize that you're really comfy in your comfort zone and you'd rather stay in your comfort zone instead of making something out of the short time that you have as an au pair? If you like, feel free to comment or message me. So I made a list with 3 things I learned from the Brazilian. Little note on the side here, I did not actually make a list because this is a red wine ramble and not a pre-written podcast episode. First, when you visit a new city or you move to a different city, you get on your phone or your computer, you go on Google, and you start searching for sites, locations, or places that many residents of the city know about, but those places are usually not visited by tourists. And you start with all of this ahead of time. You don't wait around for some day to show up. You decide you want to see new places, make new experiences. You sit down right away and start planning. Just take out your calendar, pick a weekend, pick a few dates, and then start planning. Just the general idea. Don't go into detail. Just try to have it fixed in your calendar. Because when you set a date, you're more likely to actually be done with something or do something by the time this date arrives. Unlike when you just have an idea, think about it twice or maybe 3 times, and then just forget about it because something is interrupting your thoughts. The second thing I learned from the Brazilian is be in charge of your own life and not other people's lives. Now, obviously, you're in charge of your host kids most of the time, but I'm talking about when you're out with a group or you hang out with a group and other people have a little argument or disagree about something and you don't want to pick a side, then just be a good listener to both parties involved, help them get their things out of the way, but you don't pick a side and you're just there for your friends. I can be a hothead when it comes to arguments and hot-headed conversations with people, and I disagree with someone about something. It depends on the people I'm having an argument with or a discussion with and the mood I am in, but when I'm that hot-headed, I can just keep arguing about my side and I can do the best to not understand the other person's side. And the Brazilian taught me and showed me how easy it can be to just pick your own side and just let other people have their opinions and you can stick to yours without making it a big thing. And the third thing I learned from the Brazilian is when the pizza delivery guy just keeps delivering the wrong dipping sauce to you over and over again, it is okay to call the delivery service and ask them about what's going on and help them find a solution that makes everyone happy. Because, you know, when the customer is happy, the delivery service is happy as well because they get paid and rated well. Maybe this part needs a little more explanation. So when me and my friends were hanging out, we would order a lot of pizza from this one delivery service. And one of our friends, she would always order barbecue sauce. But this delivery service seemed to have a challenging time with delivering barbecue sauce because they kept delivering habanera sauce over and over again. So when that happened for the third time and the friend would complain about that, I mean, all of us would complain about it, the Brazilian didn't even wait 30 seconds to find out the delivery service number, call them and tell them about what happened 3 times in a row now and ask them what they could do about it, because when you put up an order, you kind of want it to be the way you order it. Especially when you order something like pizza from a delivery service, because usually you're already craving this specific kind of food. Are you with me on this? So when she called them, they apologized, they offered to come back with barbecue sauce, and they also offered some coupons for next time. So what I learned from all of that was that I don't want to say I was typical German, but I was pretty comfy staying inside my comfort zone. I learned that it is totally fine to let someone know that their service or their delivery wasn't as expected, because I'm giving them the chance to do better next time. It's totally up to them if they take this criticism and do something about it, or if they just sit around and let things go the way they used to. So it is totally fine to be in charge of even small things like a pizza delivery. If you don't like the way things have been, you can either sit around, not say anything, or you give the other side a chance to reflect on their behavior and improve everything. It's up to you, because you're in charge. If you find yourself in a really comforty comfort zone, although you wanted to make the most of your time as an au pair, then I've got a little helper for you. I wrote a success journal for this exact type of challenge. It will challenge you to step outside of your comfort zone. It will challenge you to do better as an au pair regarding your host kids, to shift your focus, and to just keep track of all the things that you are grateful for, whether it's the people back at home who are really supportive of everything, or your host family that is making it possible for you to have this wonderful time as an au pair, or something your host kids did really great today, or a compliment someone has given you, or just a general feeling of happiness, then you should go on Amazon right now and search for your ultimate au pair journal. And you can even take a peek inside the book. Read the first 10 pages, I think, and see if that's the thing that is going to help you to step up your game as an au pair. And that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any thoughts, comments, or suggestions about what I should talk about, please leave a comment somewhere on Facebook, Instagram, under one of my posts, or message me on social media at CORALIEJOWEBER. And if you like, go on Amazon and check out Your Ultimate Au Pair Journal. Let me know what you think about it. And remember, life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. Adios, amigos.